Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Beginner's Guide to Constructing the Universe by Michael S. Schneider is an illustrated work of popular mathematics, sacred geometry, and symbolic philosophy. First published in the 1990s, it presents the numbers 1 through 10 as mathematical archetypes that appear across nature, art, architecture, music, mythology, and science. Schneider, a mathematics educator and geometer, does not treat numbers only as tools for calculation. He frames them as patterns of order through which people have interpreted form, growth, proportion, harmony, and meaning. The book is organized as a chapter-by-chapter journey through the first 10 numbers, using diagrams, geometric constructions, historical references, and natural examples to show how numerical patterns recur in many domains. Its purpose is introductory, rather than technical. It helps readers notice relationships among geometry, living systems, cultural symbols, and human design. The result is a cross-disciplinary guide to mathematical imagination, especially for readers interested in the symbolic dimension of numbers. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, numbers 1 through 10 as archetypal patterns rather than mere quantities. And he does think, Ninging as the central framework of the book is the idea that the first 10 numbers can be read as archetypes of form and relationship. Schneider treats each number as a principle that generates recognizable structures, not simply as a counting unit. 1 is associated with unity, wholeness, and the circle. 2 introduces polarity and complementarity. 3 suggests mediation, triangle-based stability, and generative process. 4 brings order, square geometry, and spatial orientation. As the sequence continues, the book connects 5 with organic growth and the human body, 6 with hexagonal harmony, and later, numbers with increasingly complex patterns of proportion and organization. This approach differs from ordinary arithmetic because it asks what kind of world a number makes visible. The reasoning is symbolic and geometric rather than computational. A number matters because it can organize shape, rhythm, space, or meaning. Schneider therefore uses the counting sequence as a map of complexity, showing how simple numerical principles can become lenses for observing nature and culture. The value of this method is not that every pattern proves a universal doctrine, but that it trains readers to see number as structure. Secondly, geometry is the bridge between mathematical abstraction and visible form. Geometry is the practical language through which Schneider makes symbolic number intelligible. Rather than discussing numbers only in verbal or mystical terms, he repeatedly grounds them in shapes, constructions, and diagrams. Circles, triangles, squares, pentagons, spirals, Visigapishi's forms, polygons, and platonic solids become visual evidence of how number becomes form. This emphasis is important because it gives the book a concrete method readers can see how a compass, straightedge, or simple diagram reveals relationships that are otherwise abstract. The geometric focus also explains why the book moves easily among art, architecture, and natural pattern. A triangle can be a mathematical object, a structural principle, a compositional device, and a symbolic form at the same time. Schneider uses this flexibility to connect intellectual traditions that are often separated. The book is not a textbook in formal proof, but it does encourage disciplined observation. Its geometric examples make the argument more persuasive than pure numerological association would be, because they show repeatable relationships among proportion, symmetry, division, and spatial order. Geometry becomes the medium in which number can be seen, drawn, compared, and contemplated. Thirdly, natural patterns reveal recurring numerical structures and growth and order. A major part of the book's appeal is its movement from abstract number to natural form. Schneider discusses mathematical patterns that appear in living and physical systems, including examples associated with spirals, the Fibonacci sequence, hexagonal arrangements, biological growth, lunar cycles, and molecular or cellular structures. The point is not that nature follows a simplistic code, but that natural forms often solve problems of packing, growth, balance, reproduction, and energy distribution through measurable patterns. Fivefold and spiral forms can be linked to plant growth and organic proportion. Hexagonal structures can be associated with efficient tiling and packing. Cyclic patterns can be read through phases and recurrence. These examples help the reader understand why mathematics has long seemed more than a human invention. When similar patterns appear in shells, flowers, crystals, honeycombs, and astronomical cycles, number becomes a way to describe order that is already embodied in the world. Schneider presents this material in a broadly accessible way, emphasizing recognition rather than technical derivation. The intellectual benefit is that readers learn to look at natural beauty as organized form, where proportion and symmetry are not decorative additions but structural features. Fourthly, art, architecture, and music as human expressions of numerical harmony, Schneider extends his numerical analysis into cultural artifacts. showing how humans have used mathematical relationships to create meaningful form. The book discusses areas such as mandalas, labyrinths, sacred architecture, proportional systems, musical scales, and classical geometric design. These examples support the idea that number mediates between nature and culture. A building, painting, temple plan, or musical interval can embody ratios and symmetries that are perceptible even when the observer does not consciously calculate them. This is one reason the book belongs to the tradition of sacred geometry. It treats artistic and architectural form as a deliberate participation in cosmic order. Schneider is especially interested in how geometry can harmonize parts and the wholes, whether in a diagram, a facade, or a symbolic layout. His references range across traditions, which gives the book breadth, but also requires readers to distinguish suggestive comparison from historical proof. The strongest insight is that mathematical proportion can carry aesthetic, structural, and symbolic functions simultaneously. Art is not presented as separate from mathematics. It is shown as one of the main human arenas where mathematical order becomes perceptible, memorable, and culturally charged. Lastly, symbolic mathematics is a middle path between calculation and mysticism. One of the book's distinctive features is its distinction between ordinary mathematics and more symbolic or sacred approaches to number. Schneider does not write primarily for readers seeking algebraic technique or formal mathematical rigor. He writes for those interested in what numbers have meant in philosophical, artistic, spiritual, and cultural traditions. This can be both the book's strength and its limitation. Its strength is that it restores a dimension of mathematics, often lost in standard education number, as a language of pattern, analogy, and contemplation. Its limitation is that some associations are interpretive rather than demonstrative, so readers should not treat every symbolic correspondence as empirical proof. The book works best when read as a disciplined exploration of meaning rather than as a scientific manual. Its eclectic range, from Pythagorean ideas to modern scientific imagery, invites comparison across domains but does not always separate historical lineage from thematic resonance. This middle position is what makes the book influential among readers of sacred geometry. It offers enough mathematical substance to avoid being merely ornamental, while remaining open to philosophical and symbolic interpretation. In conclusion, A Beginner's Guide to Constructing the Universe is best suited for readers who want an accessible entry into sacred geometry, number symbolism, and the visual side of mathematics. It will appeal to artists, designers, educators, architects, students of symbolism, and general readers who sense that mathematics has cultural and philosophical significance beyond school calculation. Its practical benefit is mainly perceptual. It teaches readers to recognize proportion, symmetry, recurrence, and geometric structure in natural forms and human creations. Its intellectual benefit is broader because it connects mathematical ideas to art history, architecture, music, mythology, and scientific imagery without requiring advanced technical background. Compared with many books in sacred geometry, it stands out for its organized progression through the numbers 1 to 10 and for its consistent use of diagrams and concrete examples. Compared with conventional popular mathematics, it is more symbolic and interdisciplinary, less focused on problem solving or proof. Readers looking for rigorous mathematical demonstration may find parts of it speculative, but readers seeking a serious introduction to the symbolic imagination of mathematics will find it unusually rich. Its enduring value lies in making number feel visible, embodied, and culturally meaningful. If you would like to support Michael S. Schneider, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.